Welcome to Improv is Dead, an audibly enhanced improv comedy podcast. We are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Dan White. Improv is Dead is funded by our listeners, 100% funded by you. So if you enjoy listening, please help us keep the lights on by joining our Patreon. In addition to helping us, you'll receive some bonus content every week. You can donate to our Patreon at patreon.com/improvisdead, linked as always directly in the show notes. Also, feel free to follow us at Improv is Dead on Twitter and Instagram. Timmy, I kind of stumbled through that. Could you tell?
It was good. No, I think it's all right. Definitely passable.
I think
passable.
You can make out what I was saying.
I mean,
right?
I only noticed it because I've done it and I have it memorized and everything. So I like every week I know what, you know, I know what I'm doing.
What's up, man? What's new with you?
Oh, gosh. I'm on the burbs now.
I know.
I had been talking about it and then I finally did it. And it's great. It's going really well. It's been enjoyable. My mom and I are getting along. I'm pretty much just walking the dogs and walking around to some old stomping grounds that I grew up in, which is very fun to do. Just walking by like old houses that I used to hang out at where friends used to live and going. There's a farmer's market. There's like a part of the, I'm in Frankfort, Illinois, and there's a part of Frankfort called Old Town Frankfort where like all the houses look kind of like old timey, you know, white and rich. And they had like a farmer's market thing, which was very fun. I took the dog over there
Have
just to kind of like walk around.
That you haven't seen in years yet?
Just neighbors and folks who have been here since kind of I moved in. But no, I haven't run into like any old friends or anything. I don't think
you liking it. You liking it?
Honestly, I am. It's kind of nice after not having any space in Chicago,
you know,
for like such a long time to have like optimal
space
and have a yard and everything like that. I worked out in the yard the other day in the sun, which was nice.
Oh, nice. I'm sure that was nice for your neighbors as well.
Oh, they love it. Yeah.
What was the thing you were telling me about siren something? What was
So my mom, she goes over to her friend's house on fully vax. They're all vax. They're all hanging out at our neighbor's place.
Pro-vax pod.
And they were hanging out, and one of her friend's sons has three kids, and the kid was there, and he was coloring a coloring book, and the coloring book was this character that's online, and its name is Siren Head.
Siren Head.
And I was like, I've never heard of this thing. So I looked it up, and it is an extremely scary looking character.
I just looked it up.
It's similar to Slenderman.
Yes?
I think it came out of a Reddit thread, that Reddit creepypasta. Have you heard of that on Reddit? Where it's like people describe very creepy stories. It's by an artist named Trevor Henderson.
Designed the original Siren Head.
Yeah, but it's like a giant, huge, like creepy, skinny thing, and it's got two giant sirens on its head, and you hear it coming, and it plays like distorted radio frequencies and like tornado sirens, and it's really, really creepy. But she was saying, she was like, this kid is like 5 years old, and they bought him a Siren Head coloring book, and he's wearing a Siren Head t-shirt, but he's also like scared to death of this stuff, and
that's
he's
so
like
much
scared.
Creepier to me than this thing.
What's so much creepier?
That this five-year-old's into it.
Yeah, but I was into like creepy stuff when I was when I was younger. It's kind of what got me into horror. Like I listened to played like Silent Hill on PlayStation, which was a very scary game, and I would like sit in my room and beat it over and over again to get all the alternate endings.
Hill, yeah,
yeah.
I gotta say, I'm looking at photos of this thing now.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a plush. Oh my God, you can buy a plush Siren Head toy.
It's like a very popular, and I think I had heard about it before my mom mentioned it, but I hadn't thought about it until she was like, it's like a little kid's like coloring book and t-shirt and that type of stuff now.
Wow. That's bizarre.
I guess the question I want to ask to you is, you have a daughter now. Where do you draw the line on like spooky stuff and creepy stuff? Like, are you gonna do any kind of like, if they're into like some spooky stuff, are you gonna be like, no, you can't watch this, or what's your plan on that? Or are you even thinking about that type of stuff yet? Because it's gonna come.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time right now, I'm like just keeping her alive.
Sure, so
But
you gotta plan ahead, Dan.
I think swearing is something I'm more concerned about that I don't know what we're going to do with, because we swear a lot, and I don't have like a objection to it like some people do. Horror movies, I don't know. I'm not into horror movies very much, so if I can't stomach it, we probably won't watch it.
Are you going to be cool with her like going to the Wikipedia pages and reading all about it?
That's what I'll teach her to
when she says, when she's like, I want to go see this, just be like, just go to the Wikipedia.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're going to save yourself some money.
I'm not a horror movie guy. You know that. I mean, yeah. I'm into them. Like, I'm fascinated. I will say the Siren Head character, I'm not... it looks unsettling, but it's almost too contrived to me. Something with the sirens in the head...
Well, it's Siren Head.
...isn't scary to me. It just seems...
Yeah.
It seems like... yeah. I don't know.
Are you scared of like a Slender Man? Does that spook you out? Because it's a little bit more...
Slender Man's more scary to me than this Siren Head thing.
Because it's a man?
Yeah, the siren aspect of this is just too contrived for me. Like, the thing has, like, sirens are a device, unless I'm misunderstanding it, but the shape is unsettling for sure, but the fact that it's like a siren is just weird. Like, it's creepy to me, it's just kind of odd.
You can play a game, you can play it as a game. There's some Twitch people and YouTube people who play it, and they get spooked out by it, like they play Slender Man.
Gotcha.
And there's like, you know, spooky reaction videos, and it's like them doing close-ups on themselves and being scared.
Yeah, I hate that stuff. Yeah. I hate that stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, so that, and when you're playing the game, you can hear like the sirens and like the radio static, so that's how you know it's close to you. And then it picks your character up and like eats it. I think it sticks your head in the siren and eats your head. I think the sirens are also mouths.
Got it. That's that makes sense.
So
okay.
That's what's happening in the suburbs right now. We're trying to figure out, you know, what Siren Head is. And
I'll tell you what, man. Honestly, that's scary, I guess. But like, dude, you know what's scary, man? Going bankrupt over medical bills. As an adult, yeah, that's what scares me.
Hey, I'm in the same boat.
I don't fucking care about Siren Head. I'm worried about an emergency appendectomy. And
well, I bet Siren Head's worried about that. He's got two sirens for a head.
Yeah,
worrying about health.
This was an interesting conversation. I have never heard of this character before. I'm sure people are going to listen and be like, "What are they talking about?"
You gotta
and
go
if
to
they,
cre-
if anyone has made it this far who didn't know what Siren Head is and you didn't Google it, that is like you have a psychological strength that I could never imagine.
You gotta Google it. It's also, if you go to that Reddit thread, Creepypasta. I've been there a couple times. I'm not like a big Redditor. I'm in and out of it, but they have some cool stories on there. They've got the one about the staircases in the woods. You ever hear about that one where it's like a bunch of people coming across staircases in the woods and you're never supposed to climb up them? They're like staircases to nowhere.
Why aren't you supposed to climb up them?
Because there might be like a portal or something like that on the end of them. You end up going somewhere.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense, but also like...
I think that's what Creepypasta is basically.
It's very unsettling, but it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's also so funny to think about the idea that there's a gate to another dimension, an intergalactic horror, or the gate to hell, but they just overshot the ground by 10 feet. Like, what? Like, why is it like you could only get to hell? But, and also, how did anyone ever get there in the first place?
What, the staircase?
Like, how did they know there was a portal there if it's 10 feet off the ground?
I don't know, Dan. The fact that there's just a staircase in the middle of the woods is the unsettling thing. I think the whole point of the thread on Reddit is to make things unsettling for people. If you were hiking in the woods, you look to your left, and there's just a staircase to nowhere in the woods, I think you'd be like, I'm going to keep walking.
Yeah, that would be creepy.
Cause
but you know what would be
mind...
really creepy is if I found a medical bill...
If I find somebody else's medical bill in the woods, I'd be like, where are they? So that's what's going on in the suburbs right
people
now.
People like to be spooked. People like to be spooked.
And the suburbs are a scary place because, you know, if you think creepy things are happening in the city, creepier things are happening in the suburbs and people's basements.
H.P. Lovecraft had a great quote that was something along those lines of like, the horror of the city will never compare to that of the country or something like that. And I definitely agree with it.
100%.
It's funny because in all likelihood, the actual clear and present danger is much higher in a city in terms of like crime and stuff. But yeah, I think there's a lot of
the creepiest stuff you hear about and the stuff they make shows about is all happening out in the country or out
in the suburbs,
wide open spaces where people are pretty normal or seemingly or seemingly normal. And that's where the unsettling stuff happens.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
have you gotten any of that?
This is my kind of conversation. Not really. You know what's weird is that you wave to everybody.
Yeah.
And that to me is kind of got that Stepford Wives vibe where like everybody's really nice to each other. Although I do have a neighbor and he'll never listen to this, so it's okay. Real kind of a weird dude, and everybody waves, but when he drives by me in his car, he points. Like, he's just pointing at me, like, being like, hey, you guys, like, you're the guy, you're the man. But it looks weird. He's not the type of guy who should be doing that. It's not, like, a cool thing coming from him. It's kind of a weird, creepy thing coming from him.
Yeah.
He's also pushed all the way up against the steering wheel. So he's, like, really up there, and he's, like, pointing. And I'm like, this guy is a weird.
Not for you.
This guy's a weird dude. And he's just he's just a weird guy to interact with. I try and get into the house as soon as possible. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. What else we got going on, Dan? We got some reviews that
we're gonna read some reviews here real quick.
Yes, please.
You want to read the first one?
This first one is from Cal Harp, and the title of it is Inspiring. I followed Tim on Instagram and saw how jacked he got using Abs by Alex by April. I'm getting there, but I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Very inspirational, and now I want to do the same. Also, he's Dan's dad. He's officially a DILF now. That's very cool. I never even thought about that. Love the pod. Can't wait to listen on the treadmill.
Tim is not my dad, he's my friend, but he is a DILF nonetheless.
I consider myself a DILF, and if I can give you one piece of advice for getting shred, don't spend that much time on the treadmill. It's okay, but you want to do some more full body
treadmill's
stuff.
Gonna give you my physique.
Yeah, you don't
want
to.
If you want Tim's physique, you gotta get a Bowflex. You gotta get,
Bowflex.
Some
yep.
Free weights, mm-hmm. Bench press.
Not even weights. It's all body weight. It's all body weight and hit and hit workouts. But thank you so much, Cal Harp. That's so nice of you to say.
For me, it's all walking and get coffee.
Yeah.
I'll read one
yeah,
here.
Please.
This next one comes from Grumpy Old Doc.
Mm.
Amazing comedy. Thanks, Grumpy Old Doc. A hilarious and touching improv comedy show featuring a grandfather and his grandson. Okay, way off base there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're not even canon. We're not even canon, Grumpy Old Doc. Bonding over improv comedy while also learning more about each other. Dim and Tan are hilarious.
That's nice.
That's a typo. Listen to one where Dim teaches Tan. Now it's not a typo. Now it's purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Listen to the one where Dim teaches Tan how to go fly fishing.
I don't remember that.
Question. This one has a question in it, which is fun. We always like when people would include a question. Question. Could either of you chuck more wood than a woodchuck if the woodchuck could chuck wood? So that's, a thing.
Classic tongue twister.
Classic tongue twister, which you'll notice I think I executed perfectly.
Yeah, perfect.
Could either of you chuck more wood? So I'll say this. Tim could chuck a lot of wood because Tim has the Rocky IV Russia barn training montage physique.
Put me in
right
a montage
now.
Right now, I'd do great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tim looks cut, so you could probably chuck some wood.
I love it. Can a woodchuck? Does a woodchuck chuck wood? Because the end of the tongue twister is if a woodchuck could chuck wood, are we assuming that a woodchuck can't chuck wood?
Yeah, I think that's fair to assume.
Okay. I've never really thought about any of these tongue twisters.
They're saying
in the concept.
Throwing wood, chucking.
Yeah,
wood.
But what is a wood?
Did you ever see the Geico commercial, Tim?
I have, but are they actually chucking wood? An actual woodchuck in real life, not in a Geico commercial, Dan. I'm not going to Geico canon for this one.
Well, that's
I want to know about real woodchucks.
They don't. I think they. I don't. They bite it. They like chew it.
Okay, interesting.
They don't throw it.
Yeah, got it. I could probably chuck some wood right now for sure. as my voice just cracks and I will go through puberty for my second puberty. Now that I'm out in the burbs, I'm going through puberty.
I'll say
over
this
again.
About woodchucks, unrelated, just tangential because it's an animal. I was driving down the highway today. There was like, this is not bad. There's like a 3-car accident. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And all these cars were slowing down. It was very bizarre. All of a sudden I realized down the shoulder, a dog is full on sprinting. I don't know if he caused the accident or if other people, but it was like truly. And then I tried to like pull in front of him and he was just having the time of his life sprinting down the shoulder. And then a cop came over, like the cop ended up getting him. It was scary because you're like literally on the highway and people are like freaking out trying to save this dog.
Yeah.
But I think the dog was safe.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
I could, yeah.
I mean, I hope everybody in the cars were okay too, but the dog.
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I feel for the dog because the dog doesn't know where it's at, whereas, like, you're in a car, you know what you're doing.
It just looked like it was having a fucking ball, man.
Just running.
Just running
the thing. Speaking of having a ball, we got a great episode this week.
Yeah.
Am I right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, yeah, we got Henrik on the episode this week, and we got Steven on the episode this week.
Yeah, this is very fun. There's a big announcement on this episode. We won't ruin it, but it's in there, and it's a blast, and the improv's good as well. And we get into conversations about L.A. and work and all kinds of stuff. It's a really fun one, and Steve and Henrik are great folks to improvise with and talk to. So
yeah,
I think you'll enjoy
Steve,
this one.
We love Henrik, so this was a good one.
Yeah.
Also, bonus episode on Thursday. We got Damien. We just recorded it as a FUD show. We did a scene request. It was very fun. So if you're a Patreon member, keep an ear out for that. If you're not, think about joining.
Yeah.
I think that's it, right?
I think that's it. Let's get into it. Enjoy this week's episode of Improv is Dead. Henrik, you're super stressed out. What's going on in your life right now?
Well, honestly, the thing that's stressing me the most is absolutely botching every aspect of this podcast so far.
Totally fine. You know what? When we had Cam on, he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
That's funny because, you know, I talked to him. I was in Chicago when he did the podcast, right after he did the podcast, and he didn't mention a single snafu. He made it sound like it was just rosy.
Everything went smoothly.
I mean, improv-wise, he was phenomenal.
Sorry,
the
Cam.
The improv was great.
Sorry, I love Cam.
When I tell people the story of this podcast, I'm going to give them the
you
raw,
gotta
ugly
start
truth.
With your tech issues. Yeah.
They're going to be like, please tell us about your improv podcast that you did. And you'll be like, first of all, it's not mine. Second of all, it was a mess. And then we did the best set anyone has ever
made. Well, you got to take a step back and ask what kind of psychopath is like, tell me about your improv podcast. That you kind of know
who
you're
talking to.
There's such an inherent shame and joy in improv. Like, I know I feel it where I'm like, this really sucks about me, but I love doing improv.
I would agree with that. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say it like that, but I would agree with the same sentiment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like absolutely. it's like Pokemon, like as an adult, or like club, or like Club Penguin as a high schooler. That I used to play Club Penguin as a high schooler, so I felt like
what is Club Penguin? I don't know what that is.
It's like Neopets, but like you're a penguin.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everyone's a penguin.
It's so stupid.
It's a way for kids to be in danger online, honestly.
No, it's not. There's no cursing or anything like that.
What's the goal? To like grow your penguin?
Sometimes there's no goal, okay? It's just there. It's like Animal Crossing, okay? You're like a little gay raccoon twink.
But there's a goal. There's a goal to Animal Crossing.
What's the goal?
It's to pay back Tom Nook.
Okay, so this is all to say capitalism is evil, and we need to unlearn.
I didn't know this. Wait, what is the point of Animal Crossing? The premise of the game is based on a loan.
Yeah, you get to town, and Tom Nook is like, "I see you don't have a place to stay. Here, I'll give you a place to stay, and here's some starting, you know, capital. But just so you know, you need to pay me back. And then every time you pay him back, he's like, you know what? I'll help you out a little bit more, and you just have to pay me back.
And there's so the interest rates and shit.
Yeah, you're trying to pay him in bells.
He's the raccoon,
and,
right? He's the
yeah, he's the
twink.
Raccoon. He is the antagonist of the game.
This sounds like some Nintendo propaganda.
Wait, is he an antagonist? Is he really? I don't have Animal Crossing. I don't know why I meant use that as a reference.
I mean,
point.
He's.
I've never played it.
Everybody seems to hate him because he's always just like, give me all the money you just made so that I can upgrade your house. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm not ready to do that. Mm-hmm. And then he just takes it all.
What a fun experience for our generation to take a break from paying off student loans and go pay for a fictional house.
I did not.
Literally everybody stopped escapism. Working for quarantine, and then they just were just like, you know what? I'm going to get another job in my little Animal Crossing town.
It seems like maybe it took off at the beginning of quarantine because it was like a way to provide structure and order to people's lives where they're like,
absolutely.
Feels good to pay bills.
Feels good again.
Yeah, I miss that era of quarantine.
There's been so many eras of quarantine. I mean, Tiger King was like the first shared experience. Mm-hmm. And then I do feel like Animal Crossing happened.
Banana bread era, if I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like the first couple months people were like trying to recalibrate their lives and be like, all right, how am I gonna adjust to this? What's gonna be the new me? What's gonna be the new like schedule? And then I 100%. Feel like the last 7 or 8 months, people just kind of gave up. And
it just shattered our
It's like,
humanity.
If I do one thing today, that's productive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's really all you need to do. you get one thing done. I mean, I haven't really been working, and all we've been doing is the podcast. So I feel like if I do something podcast related, I feel good about my day.
That's true.
And you guys have the podcast is great. The marketing on it is phenomenal.
Oh, it's thank you Tim. So much.
Thank you,
Tim. You're killing Thanks, it, guys. Buddy. I can recognize thank if I so see much. that blue and that brown color, I'm like, I instantly think, you know,
Hey, damn. Tim, that's your color palette, man.
That's great. Perfect.
What's good going on though, guys? I feel like we got off with tech issues and we started talking tech issues, and now here we are 5 minutes in and all we talked about is tech issues and wanting to kill ourselves.
Welcome back to Talking Tech with Dan White. It's like if the Geek Squad came to your house in a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So good stuff.
What's something good going on?
So the good thing going on, and this is insane. This is the first day that I can actually tell people this. I got hired by the Jon Stewart's new show on Apple Plus as a writer.
Dude, Henrik, this is literally happening on the podcast.
Yeah.
This is the first
that we're hearing about this.
This podcast is what's breaking the news, because like today we got the message in Slack of like, okay, you can now like tell people you're writing for this show.
Wow.
And stuff.
Well, dude, congrats, that's Henrik. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Let me give a quick
shout
this.
Out to Tim, because when we were doing like the pre-chat interview, you were like, I got some good news. And Tim was like, all right, save it for the pod. And when he did that, I was kind of like, we should probably have an idea of what's coming. So now we do have
this is a genuine reaction. So Henrik, what's next in the process? Do you know? You just said you moved back to Andersonville. Is that right? Or was that a lie at the top of the show to throw us off?
No, that was true. So it's been insane, because I, of course, did not think I was going to get it, right? Like, it was that huge packet that was like trending on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I sent it off and it was like, never see this again. Mm-hmm. And so I had previously, like spring of last year, been thinking about like moving to New York or LA, and was just kind of like, you know, I love Chicago, but I feel like there's new things that I should be doing. Anyway, then pandemic happened. I went back to Kalamazoo, which doesn't have as much of a showbiz scene as you might think.
Is that Western Michigan in Kalamazoo?
Yeah, Western Michigan University. Nice. Yep. Also Kalamazoo College. Nice. Unrelated.
Unrelated. But, you got two colleges in Kalamazoo.
And so then I was like, kind of like, oh, I'll just wait until I know if I want to move to New York or LA. And then it kind of got to the point where I was like, well, I don't really want to keep living here for, like, I'd like to see my friends and do stuff. And it seems like, you know, it seems like it's going to be a year before we know what New York or LA or even Chicago comedy scenes are like, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, I'll just go back to Chicago, be around my friends, see everybody, work remote for the time being. So I signed a lease, and then like a couple weeks later, this all happened. So now I have to move to New York in like, we don't know exactly when, but at some point. It's kind of COVID dependent. But yeah, we'll have to move to New York eventually so that we can do everything in person there. We just don't know when. Yeah. It's kind of depends on the vaccine.
Whirlwind, man. It all happens so fast. And that was cool of them, because that was a show that like sent the packet out to thousands of people. And we're like, and I think I saw something on Twitter. I think Chelsea DeVenta said that she was like, I did this because I got my job without like any sort of premeditated like connections.
Yes, they wanted, and she deserves a lot of credit. And so do like I don't know everyone who was in charge of it, but I think it was really Chelsea's idea, in that she wanted to make it so that like anybody could submit, like you didn't have to have like an agent or a manager or something, and that it wasn't, you didn't have to like know somebody who was working on the production or whatever. And just, they just made it a totally blind packet and made it short enough that they could read all of them, you know? That's very cool. Obviously, I feel positively about it, but I think it was a really like, it was an attempt to like solve a thing that I think a lot of us feel, which is like, I think I'm good at writing. I just like haven't gotten a million TikTok followers yet, so I don't have a manager, you know? Like,
I would love to see a topical news show written exclusively by people with a million plus followers on TikTok, because I don't necessarily have a ton of confidence in that show.
It might be some, I mean, we're not far from that, and who knows, maybe
I think
it would just
it exists,
be like,
actually, sorry, I mean, I think it genuinely does actually exist.
What's a TikTok late night show?
Is it like news of the day? Is it like is it like hyper topical?
It's like stuff that no one cares about except like Gen Z. It's like, here's why Charlie D'Amelio is canceled today, and here's why James Charles is extra gay tonight. You know, things like that.
Sure.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff.
But I want them to explain Biden's infrastructure plan. Like, that's what I want. Like, I don't want their news. I want them writing.
But do you want it to be said in their voice? Like, do you want them to be like,
yes. Absolutely.
Like, do you want them to be like, it's the stimulus package for me. Okay. It's the, you know, do you want it to be like that, you know?
Exactly.
That's honestly, that would be revolutionary. Like, that would, laugh at that, but that would truly, like, that's like what The Daily Show was for us in the 90s, you know? Mm-hmm. Was like, here's hardcore investigative news, but like, for teens that are kind of interested in politics.
I mean, I do follow a few accounts on TikTok that do that, and there are kids that do that. So I think that that's what I'm saying.
There are absolutely people. Yeah, there are absolutely people who are plugged in. I didn't mean to insult the entirety of TikTok.
No, you should insult the entirety of TikTok. They absolutely deserve it.
Well, Henrik, do this show and then do that afterward. And then as soon as you get done writing on this show, just go be like, I got a great idea. We came up with it on a podcast. It's called TikTok and the News.
I think I'm the best person to do this. It's gonna 100% feel like an old man at a disco.
That's how I feel when I'm on TikTok as well.
Yeah.
Dan, you were hard pivoting over to Steve. I'll let you.
Well, yeah, I feel bad because this was a big bomb, like a big, you know, exciting news drop we had here. And Steve has kind of gotten pushed to the side. And I feel, honestly, you know what? Let's take a step back. Henrik's riding high right now. Let's take a step back and say Steve has very, very politely waited for Henrik to figure out his tech for 45 minutes. Henrik jumped on and was like, guess what? Got the Jon Stewart show. And Steve just sat back and had to listen for 12 minutes. So, Steve, dude, what's new with you?
And you know what? I'm so happy to celebrate my writing partner and, you know, my close friend Henrik. I'm more than happy to celebrate. Nothing's going on in my life.
You're a good person, man.
Really,
so Steve's underselling it. Steve is the busiest person in TV that I know. he books a co-star role every 5 minutes.
That's true.
You were just in Chicago.
I was just in Chicago
because you booked.
I'm going back to Chicago in May. I live in LA now. That's basically
how you like an LA life. You enjoy. You said you have family out there, so you spend a lot of time out there prior to this.
Yeah, I used to come here like once every few months to visit the family I have out here. I like it a lot. I miss the people of Chicago, but everything else I prefer to LA too.
Damn.
There's the people aspect is a bit strange, and everyone here is like in the industry, which is, I know what everyone says that, but it's very odd to like really live in it. Like everyone in my building, I hear the words IMDb and SAG-AFTRA every day when I take my dog out to walk.
Really?
I wish that was a bit, but it really, yeah, truly. Truly, truly. Actually, my neighbor asked me who I'm repped by, like when I moved in like a few months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's insane.
My neighbor makes me dinners a lot of times. He's got leftover. Nice. He gives me. He's a great chef. Yeah. Yeah.
And kind of a callback to earlier, because before the podcast, we were talking about Urban Meyer being.
That's true.
By Urban Meyer as a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You've had some. That's a big. You've had some big time neighbors, I guess. Apparently, huh?
Urban Meyer and this influencer over here that asked me who I'm repped by. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it really an influencer?
Yeah, there's a bunch of influencers in my building, like a ton of them. They all look like Ariana Grande.
Do you live in a TikTok house?
Yeah, exactly.
Steve lives in the hype house. Yeah. He lives in the laundry room of the hype house.
That'd be my nightmare, yeah. They actually do live, a lot of them live like up the hill that I'm on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the hill that I'm on, like, if you go all the way up, that's, like, where that house that they had to take the electricity away from in the middle of the pandemic because they kept throwing parties.
Oh,
that's, like, that house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, the mayor took away the electricity of, like, one of the houses.
I did see that, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
What are they like in person? What are influencers like in person?
You know, like, imagine, like, you know, it reminds me of, like, I'm trying to think, like a first day of college orientation and your parents just left. Mm. And everyone's trying to, like,
be cool.
Be cool and like figure out a pecking order. They're like constantly constantly figuring out like a pecking order. Like, are you bigger than me? Are you, you know, where do I fit?
Yeah.
That's what influencers feel like to me. When I've met them in person, the few times I've met them in person, that's what it feels like. But they're also all like
when they're
younger than me too. So I don't, you know.
Yeah.
When they're in a conversation with you, they're looking past you to see who else they could be talking to.
100%. Yeah. I'm like, I am not their sightline. I have not been anyone's sightline in LA in many, many a month. The camera's back there. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, exactly.
You're in our sight line here in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I really love Chicago. Yeah. So that's all I'm working on. But again,
you are more than loved.
I'm more than happy to bask in Henrik's success because it's huge.
That is that's very exciting, Henrik. That's super Steve, exciting news. Congrats to you, man. I know you got a lot going on too. So,
thank you. Henrik made it sound bigger than it is, and I'm gonna allow that to be the thing that people think about it because it's slightly
different. You really do though. Like until this absolutely freak Willy Wonka ticket happened, I was just some guy living in his parents' basement.
Dude, that's phenomenal. I love that happened while you were living with your folks. That's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And Henrik works really, is this a chance? Are we just hyping each other up? But Henrik does work really, really hard. So it's like, it's not like.
I know that.
Yeah. Henrik's like the most, what's the word? I'm trying to, like, he just, you know, it's like, it's like the correlation between him and his work. It like, it makes sense. You know, it's not like,
yeah.
Like I told him.
Well, Henrik, go ahead.
I was just saying, I have a really hard time rooting for people. Like, it's really, it's a struggle of mine. I have a really hard time actively cheering people on. And so I tell Henrik that constantly. And I tell him constantly, anytime he gets anything, I'm like, frick, I have to root for you. Like, I'm having a hard time rooting against you. I usually wish for people's downfalls, but not Henrik.
Not Henrik.
Thank you.
That's great,
man. That's all very nice.
Well, and Henrik, you had like a 9-to-5 while you were out here, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've had it
so
like the whole time.
So you were doing double duty for years.
I was just freelancing as a copywriter for different stuff. I was working for the past couple of years, I've been working writing brochures and instructional videos about power tools.
That must have been a tough career to leave for the Jon Stewart show.
Here's the thing, I'm still doing it because I had to like it was amazing. so sudden and I was like I was so ner- I didn't tell anybody, you know. They were like, you can tell your parents that's kind of it. And so I didn't tell anybody, but then I called them and I was like, hey, like I don't want to fuck these people over, like I have to let them know why I'm not going to be in meetings next week, because it all was like so sudden too. And they're like, yeah, you can tell them. And they've been very like cool and understanding and like super supportive. And I also was like, if you guys need me to work on nights or weekends for the next 2 weeks, since I gave you such short notice, like I'll help you kind of off ramp me and
that's great. So you had a good relationship with the people that you worked with at your 9-to-5.
Yes, yes. It was very much not like a fuck you, I'm out of here. It was like, hey,
that's great.
I'm so sorry. But my dreams came true.
You're like trembling. Yeah.
I truly was so nervous.
I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
I would have loved if they would have railed you out, being like, John, who? You're fucking ruining my business right now.
I didn't even tell him it was Jon Stewart because I was. I've just been so scared about blowing it. I was just like, I got an opportunity to write for TV, and I have to take it. And so they've been very understanding. But yeah, I'm also still gonna be chipping in a little here and there.
Dude,
We'll see. But they've been. It was truly a great job where they like. I was working remote for the most part even before the pandemic, so it was a great actor job where I was like working pretty much full time and could pay for rent and groceries, but also because it was freelance, I could be like, hey, I'm not available at 2:00, I have to do an audition, and then I could come back and finish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very fortunate job to have. So I have no no feeling of like, I finally get to tell all those nice people to fuck off.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good spot ending on your dreams coming true, right? That's probably a good spot to jump into it. Can we get a word to get us started here to kind of jump into it?
Henrik, let's talk about your dreams. I think dreams is a great...
Dreams.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey.
Hey, how are you, man?
Doing okay since the wife left, but you know, fine. How are you?
Oh shit, I did not know that.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yes, is this a new thing?
No, it happened like a year. I'm still grieving.
Fuck, man. I've been in my own little world putting in my pool. I apologize.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on in the neighborhood. I've been elbow deep in pool work. I didn't know. I am so sorry. No, how are you doing? Jesus.
Not great.
Damn, a year?
Yeah.
I thought she drove the Scion. The Scion's been in the park. She didn't take her car? Are you driving it now?
She's with Do you remember Henrik?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The guy that lives downstairs.
Great guy.
Don't say that.
Why not?
She's with him now. So that's why she's still here. Oh, no, really? Yeah.
Oh, God damn. I am so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been so busy with my pool stuff. I didn't even know.
How's your pool stuff going, dude?
Oh, my God. It's freaking amazing. Okay. Do you have a pool?
No.
You got it. Oh, honestly, it's life-changing.
Okay.
I come home from a hard day's work. Yeah. And I take a dip in that thing. I feel like a new man. It's amazing. You gotta get a pool. You can come over, test mine out, see what you think.
Okay.
It's not for everybody. It's a lifestyle. It's not for everybody.
Okay, well, I would appreciate that. She took all the friends too, and they all.
Oh, she got the friends. Yeah. All your friends' DVDs. Damn. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know you love that show.
I love that show. So.
Listen, I am sorry to do this. I feel like a real rotten shithead, but I had to come over and get something off my chest. I had a dream about you.
Oh.
And it's been real weird.
Do you want to tell me about it?
If you want to hear.
Yeah, I'll hear it. Just.
So, it's sun rising. I'm riding you like a freaking horse.
Okay.
I'm in full cowboy getup, and I'm going, come on, get up. And I'm like, where the hell am I even going? You know, just like typical Western. I look down, and it's you. You're a freaking horse. You know, you're not naked or nothing. Nothing weird, nothing sexual. It's just it's almost weirder. I almost was like, man, I just wish I was having sex with him, you know? Because now I'm like, why am I riding him like a horse? That's weird.
Yeah, your word choice was interesting because you said riding at the first, and it took you a while to clarify. Okay.
Riding like galloping, literally galloping. Like I got my sharpshooter. You know, there's like an old way. I don't know if I was like robbing a train or something. I don't know. I just watched True Grit a couple weeks ago, and it took me a couple weeks to get through. Slow movie. It is slow.
Yeah.
So I over the span of 2.5 weeks, I finally finished it, and then wouldn't you know, the night I finish it, I go to sleep and I have a freaking dream. I'm riding you like a horse.
Yeah, so you came over just to tell me that?
I literally just woke up. That's why I'm drenched in sweat.
Oh.
I literally just woke up from this dream, and I thought, I gotta go over and see John.
Hey, man. It's been, it's been a while. Did you run over here? You're kind of sweaty.
Yeah. I had to come over, Mitch. I apologize. I had to come over. How you doing?
Pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Tell you what,
I had a dream where I was feeding you ravioli, and I had to come over here, and I was like, I just woke up in this dream, I'm covered in drenched in sweat, I said, I gotta go see him and tell him about this freaking dream. Do you even like ravioli?
Sure. It's kind of been a week, man. We're packing up. I got a new job in Nevada, God. And we're having to pull the
Nevada.
Kids out of school, and we're having
Nevada.
To, we're having
That's...
to move them, so I guess my head's kind of been in that.
Jeez, man. Ugh. You like cheese ravioli?
I don't know that I've had it. I've had It usually has meat in it, right?
Yeah, I don't even know where this one was coming from. I was playing Mario Kart, so I thought maybe he's Italian. Maybe something was swirling around Italian, so I was like, maybe that's why I was feeding them ravioli. But it's in Nevada, huh? Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing out there?
Well, we had to get I got a job offer, and
that's correct.
As you know, we're trying to make a little bit more money because things have been a little bit hard.
Honestly, I didn't even know that. I've been so busy with my pool stuff. I had no idea you were trying to make more money.
I saw your email about that.
Yeah.
Looks great.
You get my pool newsletter?
I don't know that I subscribed, but I have.
You should check out. Just subscribe to my pool newsletter because it's worth it. I put a lot of thoughts in there and updates on the pool and stuff.
Hey, Nick. It's Devin from across the street.
Yeah, what's up, Devin?
Hey, buddy. I got your pool newsletter.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, two things. One, I didn't sign up for it, and I think that's illegal. And
it might have been. Did you donate to Act Blue at one point?
No.
Okay.
But also, the big thing is...
I got a giant email list from Act Blue. So anyone who gave money to Elizabeth Warren, mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, or Kristen Gillibrand, I got them on my pool newsletter.
No, I can't remember his name.
Wow. Can't
remember his name. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
The reason why I came over here
is... You're right for John Oliver. And you can't remember the president, the candidate's name?
I don't do any of the political stuff. My stuff is all the deep dives.
Okay, all right. So yeah, sorry, what were you saying?
So what I was saying is, and your pool newsletter, it looks like you haven't had a pool party or anything yet, and you photoshopped what it looks like my family from Facebook photos into your pool.
Good eye! You caught that!
Yeah,
you noticed it was them? Because I switched the faces among the family members. So I don't know if you saw, but your wife had your daughter's face. Your daughter had your wife's face.
Well, it looks like
someone
had
a dog's face.
You kind of just filled the party with pictures from my Facebook specifically from over the years. So my daughter is in there from age 4, but then there's also one of her at age 16 now. So it's kind of weird. You got a whole thing going on there.
I took a Linda class to learn Photoshop.
Oh, great. I'd ask you to don't do that again. Because people were emailing me about it, and it's a little inappropriate.
Sorry to cut you off, but I gotta tell you here, I had a weird freaking dream about you last night. You're not even gonna believe it.
Nick, home buddy?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Buddy, got the newsletter. I'm sorry, I've been in Acapulco for a year and a half hiking. You got a pool?
How was it? Do I have a pool? Yeah, I had to fill it with concrete.
Oh.
Yeah, I got infested with frickin' coons.
Oh.
I had a raccoon infestation. I'm going to reopen it, but I basically laid a bunch of food down there, kind of aggregated them all, and then dumped the cement in there to kind of bury them alive. Anyway, so how was Acapulco?
I had snakes in my hot tub. That's why I went to Acapulco.
Oh, shit, really?
Took them a year to get the snakes out of my hot tub.
Ugh. Damn. So you refilling it now, or what's going on with the hot tub?
Yeah, they're clearing out the snake carcasses, and now you know how it goes. You're a pool guy, you're a hot tub guy.
You know the lifestyle.
it is a lifestyle. People
it is.
Don't understand
it is.
That. You know, I got to tell you, I just landed in the airport,
mm-hmm.
and I headed straight over here, because when I was on the plane, I had the wackiest freaking dream.
You had an altitude dream about me?
I had an altitude dream about you. And they say
all right,
you dream
let me
different.
Hear it. I live for this stuff.
They
I
say you dream
this.
Different up there. So keep
I get
in mind,
it, yeah.
I'm not dreaming on full oxygen.
Because of the lack of oxygen.
Right? It's that, right. Your brain's, mm-hmm. you know, it's your brain's basically dying.
Yep.
And it's mm-hmm. also feeding you kind of a cinematic masterpiece. So essentially, long story short, you are a ladder. Now, don't ask me to explain how that
okay,
happens.
Okay, what?
But I'm
weird.
I'm like a wizard. Working in this old library, and you're the ladder. So
are you
climbing up
me?
Your body. I'm not kidding you. You think I'd run
climbing
straight
up
over
my
here?
Body?
Yeah. And so I'm climbing up, and I'm also scooting you up and down, you know, the rows and rows of books. And I'm picking out books. It's mostly recipes. You like ravioli? It's a lot of ravioli.
I can't stand
recipes.
The stuff.
Me either. So that's what's weird. I don't like anything that's inside of anything. Give
you know,
me everything
I gotta tell
separate.
You. this is bizarre. This is really wacky because I had the silliest, dumbest dream about you last night.
You're kidding me.
Let me
tell you. Last night? Why am I just hearing about it now?
I know, because I've been processing it. Right? Open on my mother's
could
vagina.
You shut the fuck up. It's 2 a.m.
Open on my mother's vagina, right?
Okay.
And here you are coming out, right? And you're
I'm coming out of Ellen?
Fully grown man, right? And it's unsettling, right?
Hey,
and it's unsettling. And you're a fully grown man. And I take it and I strangle your neck to the point of...
Stop talking about grandma like that. It's school night.
Oh, I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry, kid. Yeah, I'm sorry. Get back to sleep. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. You want a treat or something? You want some tea?
Did you just ask me if I want a treat?
Like a treat, a tea or something, some honey tea or something to help you fall asleep.
No, I'm just going to go to bed.
Okay.
You want me to tuck you in?
Who are you? Who in the fresh fuck are
probably,
you?
I'm probably your dad's.
We're college.
We're pool guys. We're hot guys.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. I mean, you get
you're
that.
So
you're pool
weird.
Kid.
You're so weird. I'm going.
He's not allowed in the pool.
Seems like a sweet kid.
Yeah, he's not. I freaking hate him.
You know, I don't know if you saw, but in my hot tub newsletter, I filled in pictures of your kid, right? And it's him in the hot tub. And each year of his life is one sort of step on the clock. I don't know if you saw that. That was kind of a deep cut, a little Easter egg that I put in there for you and yours.
Oh, man, I'm going to go key that guy's car from across the hall that just yelled at me. Hey Jake, can I come in? Can I come in your room?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I was talking to your mom and we were just hoping to get mm-hmm. a kind of a timeline on like what how long you were thinking about staying, when you thought you might be back on your feet. You know, no rush. We don't want to rush out the door, but we just want to get an idea of kind of...
I don't know. I think I need some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to find yourself. Breakups are tough. You know, I get it. But, you know, at the same time, sometimes the best thing you can do is get back out there, you know, go out and have a night on the town, meet someone new, you know.
Let me ask you something, Dad. Do you think I'm hot?
Yeah, I mean, kid, you look like me, you know, you're a good looking kid. Yeah, and honestly, you don't have to be hot. You gotta be confident. That's what women want. They don't want a hot guy. They don't want a guy moping around in his parents' basement saying, oh, am I freaking hot? They don't want that. You know?
But am I hot? You know what I mean? Like, sure, I can be confident, right? But, like,
You're classically handsome. You're not hot. I wouldn't say that you're hot, you know?
There's all these guys out there, you know, with just granite abs and dump truck asses.
I get it.
It makes me feel like...
Where do you fit in? Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I don't think you're in that class of guys. I don't think that's your competition. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think you're looking for a nice, sweet girl to settle down with. And, those guys are fun. They're fun for a night. But a lot of those guys aren't the sort of guys that you're going to settle down with. They're not the sort of guys you can depend on, you know?
What did Mom like about you?
My dump truck ass. Yeah, I was a hottie.
Yeah,
I wish I had a better answer for you, but I was one of the.
I appreciate you being honest.
But you know, again though, kid, you got a lot to offer. What's that video game chair that you built that you sit in all the time? That's a cool thing, you know. It's like you could go tell girls, hey, I'm an engineer. I built this cool video game chair, or whatever, you know. And I mean, you hold your water well, you know. I mean, I watch you blow through a gallon of water. You don't take a piss. I'm like, when the hell is this kid pissing?
Yeah.
You know, you got things. True. You got things you can be proud
that's
of.
True. It makes it easier to, you know, keep the conversation going.
You wipe
going
the
on
seat
dates,
down
you know
after
mean?
You piss.
Yeah, you're
you
right.
You keep a clean seat. It's little things like that that women
you're
love.
Right.
That drives women nuts.
Hey, who's that guy sitting at the bar in his own chair?
No idea. Should we go up to you go? Should I go?
You go no. talk to him. He's
no. We should go together. We should go together. We should go together.
I want to see him stand up and see what's going on back there.
Okay. Here, I'm gonna. Okay, I'm gonna get him to go stand up. Okay, you go from behind and.
Okay. Well, no, let's. You go here. You get behind me, and we'll do like a conga line, and we'll be like, "I'm joining the conga line."
Okay. That's a good idea.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Okay. Go.
Hey.
Hey, we're doing a conga line. If you want to get in.
Oh yeah, I invented this.
Yeah, what is it?
It's kind of
that's so fun.
It's sort of a multi-purpose chair, an MPC. It kind of the idea behind it is that like sitting can be a restrictive experience, and what I want is to be able to. Have you ever sat down and felt like you can't get into a comfortable position?
All the time.
Well, here, actually, why don't you sit in the chair?
Sure.
I'll stand up.
Yeah, stand up. Stand up now.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I knocked over your drink.
Oh, that's bad.
So yeah, if you sit down in there and you, so you see that?
Never mind.
That panel? We're good. We're so good.
We're good.
Not that you offered me.
Thank
but,
you though.
You know, we're good.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt. What cup of water is that for you?
I guess it's like number 40, 41.
What? We've seen you sitting here this entire time. Have you gone to the bathroom once?
He literally hasn't pissed.
Ew, that's so
once.
Nasty.
Oh my God.
Yeah, such a...
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like this. I guess I never, I sort of piss the way that a snake eats, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like
you're like so different than the other guys here.
Thank you.
Well, hey, look, we were talking to him first, so why don't you get the fuck out of our face?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a finder's keeper situation?
It is a finder's keeper situation.
Really? Okay, because it looked to me like you were getting cold on him.
Could I get five more waters?
That was before I knew how much water he was putting away.
Yeah, Mallory, don't you have pills to pop?
Wow, I take those pills for hair growth, Vanessa.
Yeah, well, it's not working,
Baldo.
Yeah,
you need to make like your hairline and recede, bitch.
Ooh, no, Mallory!
Hey, Mom. Hey,
yeah,
Mom.
Honey? Yeah,
Mallory, what's up?
Both
am
of
I
us.
Hot?
No, you have two moms. Hello.
I know.
What?
Am I, either of you. Am I hot? Some of the girls were making fun of me at the club today.
Oh.
They said my hairline's receding.
Well, it is, honey.
Well, that's you're taking the pills for that.
Yeah, that's why
you
take
pills.
That's why you're taking the Accutane. Oh, that's not.
That's okay.
And it's only week two, so you need to give it
some
time. It's gonna take a little time. We've also got you on the collagen, so that's gonna help.
I don't know. I feel like I go to the clubs and I just see these cool guys in their homemade video game chairs putting back water, and I'm like. How come I can't be that confident?
Well,
you just
go ahead.
Look, sometimes you're not always gonna. It's not always gonna be a home run when you go out there. You just have to get out there and keep trying. You're not.
I'm sick of getting thrown out at first, Mom.
Well, honey, there's thousands of guys who can drink a lot of water and have flat asses and. Chairs that they've invented. Thousands.
Millions.
None of them want anything to do with me.
How do you know? How many of them have you even met, honey?
I got shut down like four times tonight.
By the guys or by the mean girls at the club?
Everybody.
Everyone shut you down?
Everybody.
Really? Everyone? Why? I find that hard to believe. Everyone shut you down?
Yeah, I mean, I like gave my number to the guy that was handing out mints in the bathroom, and he like lied about his number.
Well, why was there a guy in the women's bathroom, honey, at the club? That
there
seems like that seems like he wasn't
bathroom.
Working there.
I don't know.
That seems
I mean,
like
he was
wasn't
handing
working
out mints.
There.
It was fine. He was like standing. He was in the corner. He was standing looking into the corner, so you couldn't even make eye contact with. So I basically got turned on by the back of his head, and he was just handing out mids, and he couldn't see because he was like being a gentleman. He was a total gentleman. I was like, why are all the good guys taken or standing in women's bathroom corners handing out mids?
That makes sense.
You know,
he walked in on us when we were watching Blair Witch Project one time, so that makes sense, honey. But beyond that weird thing of yours,
I don't know. I just feel like the good guys are like taken, and like there's this one guy at my work who collects UPCs for like cereal, and he's always getting like the free stuff from cereal. And I don't know, it's gonna sound dumb to say out loud, but
say it, honey.
Say it.
I like think he could be the one.
Oh my god, I am so sorry. I spilled all my Lucky Charms Hot Wheels all over you.
No,
I'm
it's okay. It's cool that you do this. It's fine. It's honestly fine.
No, it's so nerdy. Sorry, I was taking these to my desk. Just to kind of, I don't know. It's dumb. I do tire changes on them.
You do tire changes on them?
Yeah. It's dumb.
That's so awesome.
Oh, did I step on your dumb little car, Henrik? Sorry. Oh, hey, Mallory.
Hi.
Bye.
Can I help you?
No.
Do you need help?
No, nothing. Never mind. That's stupid. Bye, Henrik.
Did she just fart as she walked away? It honestly sounded like you came here to big wheel Henrik's Hot Wheels, and then on the way out, you slipped on his car a little bit and let a fart squeak out.
Mallory, did you shit your pants?
No, I did not shit my pants.
Oh my god. You're falling for her, aren't you? I just had the worst day ever! Get out of my room, Mom!
Oh, come on. Come on.
No, it's not going to happen for me.
It will.
I was so close. I was so close to this freaking coworker walked over and shit her pants in front of Henrik, and now he doesn't want anything to do with me.
What a move. That is such a classic move.
I'm stupid and I'm dumb, and
you're
I'm just going to live with my mom my whole life.
No, you're not. Okay, you're going to meet the right guy at the right time. And you won't have to shit your pants or explain away your receding hairline or any of that stuff, okay?
No, my freaking Accutane kicked in. Now my hairline goes down to my freaking eyebrows. I got no forehead left.
And you're beautiful. Now it's kind of like a little... It's like a little...
I just need a happy medium! I used to look like Tony Soprano, and now I look like Eddie Munster, and I just need something in between!
Well, we can't cut it. If we cut it, it might not grow back.
Why does love have to be so hard?
Ed, tell me again. Story of how you met Mom.
Well,
I've seen the pictures. I know.
I was going to get my hair cut at the barber, and I was in the waiting room. And I said, holy shit, that's Eddie Munster. I thought from the Munsters, I thought it was Eddie Munster. And she had this, I mean, you know your mom, just the most luscious, beautiful, bright, curly red hair popping out from her eyebrows.
Yeah.
You know, but at that time she was dyeing it black because she wanted to look like Eddie Munster. So, you know, so the roots were bright red, but it was dyed black, and I was transfixed, you know, and I was probably, you know, I was probably 23 at the time, 24, and I was looking at her and I thought, that's the most interesting looking woman I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just approached her and I said, hey, you know, here's who I am. Here's my deal. You know, cards on the table. I'm not trying to be someone I ain't.
Mm-hmm.
I got
so
this.
You're just
thick,
honest.
I was just honest. You know, I just was honest. And, next thing you know, you're on the way.
Gross, Dad.
You're a miracle baby. You were made in a tube.
Dad, do you think maybe someday, I don't know, never mind, it's dumb.
It's nothing's dumb, kid. I'm your dad. You can be honest with me.
I guess.
Are you embarrassed about your upside down penis?
It's upside down.
Oh God, that's great.
Fantastic. Henrik and Steve, thank you so much for being on the show. That was so much fun. This is the plug section of the show. If you got anything coming up, you want to plug your social media handles, do it to it. We'll start with Steve. Steve, you got anything coming up or anything you want to plug?
No. Nothing to plug, but my social media. I'm at Beyonce Knowles, like Beyonce Knowles, but with an ST at the beginning on all social medias. I don't post very often, so sorry.
And he's, nice. But you were kind of blown up on TikTok with High School Musical content.
Oh, I did.
Let's not overlook
I
that.
Was.
If you're looking for 1 minute or less of High School Musical content, there's nobody I can recommend more highly.
Thank you.
What's your handle on TikTok?
That's Deontay Knowles there too.
Okay. Yes. Awesome.
I think that's our first ever TikTok plug.
I think so.
Oh yeah. I have a few million views on the High School Musical content only.
Oh wow.
Oh my God.
Damn. So that's why you got that in with those influencers that you live by.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Henrik, social handles and anything you got coming up?
Yeah. Henrik on the web. My name's hard to spell. It's H-E-N-R-I-K. So I feel like I should throw that in there. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
we'll link it in the show notes too. So it'll be directly linked.
Hell yeah. I think that's it. Yeah, that's my Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, yeah, boy, thank you. What a delight.
When you messaged us about this, I was like, oh my God, joy to improvise.
We'll have you back. Yeah. We appreciate you doing it. We'll have you back once you get settled in your new gig, Henrik and Steve, once your stuff gets settled, we'll get you guys back and you can take, when you take over the world, you can come back and do an improv podcast.
Yeah, please.
I was looking forward to this for like months. I'm not kidding. it's so fun
to
see people and to improvise
it is good to see you guys. It's just true. I haven't seen either of you in like a year.
Henrik, Steve, thanks so much again for being on the show. This was a truly a blast.
Thank
you guys rule. Thank you.
Thank you.